This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company, and I'll tell you what, that hit my radar around 3 months ago, and these guys are crushing it. Why their stock's at 44 cents, we're going to talk to the CEO of the company today about that. But I'm telling you to my listeners, go out and buy this stock. It is completely, grossly undervalued. In 2014, they did $1.7 million in revenues. 2015, they jumped up to $4.8 million. 2016, they jumped up to $8.9 million. In 2017, they had their best year ever, $22 million. And we're talking about New Jugo Group, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol NWGI. And with us today is the CEO of the company, Mike Chavarella. Mike, welcome to the show. I greatly appreciate you coming on here. I'm a huge fan of your company. And give my listeners a little bit about statement of who you guys are and what you do.
Sure. Thanks a lot, Everett. Thanks for having us on, and nice to meet you as well. So just to give everybody your audience a good high level, basically our business is quite simple. We're in the leisure betting space, which essentially is what we all know here in North America as the day-to-day betting, such as people buying lottery tickets, people buying their sports bets, where in the United States, as you know, they have to go to specific locations, that sort of product, as opposed to going to a bricks and mortar casino. So essentially our audience, our clients are where we capture in terms of a sales point is our people that look for a day-to-day process of betting on an entertainment basis. Now, you know, they go in and they grab some gasoline or whatever in the car and they go in and buy a lottery ticket on the next Powerball or that sort of thing. So that's the industry that we're in. What's important about our industry is this business is a global industry. The laws in North America are quite unique compared to virtually everywhere else in the world. But that being said, it's an industry globally that's consolidating, not only around the world, but in certain regional jurisdictions. So basically, that's our business. Straightforward, leisure betting, everyday betting. People come in on a daily basis. They don't need to take a one-week holiday and go to a bricks and mortar casino. But that being said, essentially, we have a tremendous growth opportunity, not only in our current core market region, but also as the market starts to globally consolidate. So we're really in a terrific position. That, on top of that, is what we're seeing in the liberalization of the United States market, which I would argue is probably one of the largest sports betting market. I mean, everybody's passionate about their local team, whether it's NFL, NBA, NHL, et cetera. So we see a brilliant opportunity. And what we've done with New Jugo is we've positioned the company to essentially be ready when the market in the United States liberalizes, the laws start to fall into place. Now that we're starting to see it on a state-by-state basis, we anticipate that in a very short period of time, relatively speaking, we should see that the federal law should start coming to play, and that will give everybody that's in our industry an opportunity to explore the U.S. market.
You know, I was so impressed when I saw one of your last press releases that the fourth quarter was a record revenue for you guys. I believe that you did around $22 million for the year of 2017, but $6.5 million profit, am I reading that right?
That's on. Hang on a second here. Let's look at the details. But certainly, that's generally where we anticipate our EBITDA will be, our earnings before income tax and depreciation. So in terms of profit wise, we are a profitable company, and we're starting to see that increase on a regular basis, and that's the most important aspect here. Let me just try to add some complete color to that, so the audience gets a good grip.
Please do.
One thing's important is as we develop the group business holding company, which is currently quoted out of the counter, as you had described, essentially what we did was we started with a profitable company, a profitable local company that had a good footprint in Italy, which is one of the largest sports betting markets in the world, like the U.S. But essentially what we did was we started putting all the components in. So over the last few years, our profit has been lower than what we see going forward, simply because we've basically self-funded the development. And what we've done is we put all the components of the business to become a fully integrated company. And as a result of our self-funding that development, it's chewed away a little bit at our bottom line. But that being said, we anticipate that going forward, our profit ranges are going to be starting from there and growing. So we're really excited about that number. But ultimately, what we'd like everybody to kind of appreciate, and I think you said it at the beginning in terms of being completely undervalued, is that I think that there's going to be substantial growth even through this 2018 year.
You know, a while back, I think it was like 4, 5, 6 years, poker used to be really big in the United States. You had Poker
yes.
Stars and Full Tilt Poker. You guys recently just signed up with a professional poker group out there. Can you bring us up
Correct.
To speed, and what is that going to mean to the bottom line of your company?
Sure. Well, one thing's very important about the poker group and the poker side of our business, let's call that one of our products, is there's been a general decline over the last number of years, and it's an exciting sort of a product line that our customers always like to play, whether they play it on a table or a cash basis, where they can just sign up and just find a table with 6 people playing or 10 people playing, whatever the case may be, and they'd like to jump in and play that, you know, from the comfort of their home or
Absolutely.
On their mobile phone. And so basically so we know it's a very a solid product line for us. And there's a good audience for playing that. And furthermore, there's also sort of the international tournaments that our customers could sign on through their gaming account, which is online here in our case. But ultimately, they're able to sign on to a PokerStars tournament that's going on in Malta or anywhere in the planet. So basically, that's the allure of that product line. But what we've seen over the last 10 years or so is a general decline in the number of players playing, and simply because some of the elements of let's call it the fairness of play, like there was a lot of guys that were getting very good at it, and some folks just want to do it for entertainment purposes, and it's almost like we had to find a way to start attracting players to a more fair basis, and ultimately we're starting to see the ground levelize in terms of getting people. There's no more continuous decline. We're trying to now ramp up that product line and provide an environment where our customers could feel comfortable with signing on and they're not just getting into a shark tank, so to speak. So that's important. So that being said, what we decided was on the back of a signing a large player group that was based in Europe, we decided that we would sign a professional player as our brand ambassador. And what we're starting to see is not only stabilization, but an increase in poker play. So that's one of the areas that we focused on. It's just one of the products that we really wanted to start polishing up and improving upon.
The company that we're highlighting today here on Stock Day is New Jugo Group, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB at 44 cents a share, ticker symbol NWGI. Can you give maybe a little bit of describing the growth potential and the opportunity and new regulated markets that are about to come up in your guys' space?
Sure. Okay. So one key point about growth opportunity here is everybody should look at the larger global number here. This is about a $400 or $500 billion industry around the world, and ultimately, what's happening in that industry is two things. That's a number that comes from a snapshot of what we call regulated countries. Countries that have laws that are enacted, that have specific guidelines to how companies are able to provide their products to their customers and so on. Now, remember, what also is in there is that there's a lot of countries that are not regulated, meaning that there's a lot of activity that's not reported in that number. But what's happening is that there's more and more countries that are, and governments, if you will, that need to find sources or what we call revenue tools, sources of taxes for various reasons. Essentially, sales taxes could only go up so much. Income taxes could only go up so much, et cetera. Even municipal taxes for all the various services that people require from their governments. Road infrastructure, bridges, and so on and so forth. So So we see a very good model, for example, in Canada, where the provinces operate gaming, the leisure betting from top to bottom. But essentially what's happening is many of the governments around the world, many of them that have unregulated spaces, need the revenue tools. And gaming, which is an entertainment type of product, consumer discretionary product, we're starting to see more and more countries look at ways to liberalize and properly regulate the market, and for the specific purpose of taking advantage of having gaming taxes associated with the turnover that's going to happen and possibly is happening even now in an unregulated space. So if we take that number, 400 billion, and you look at all the potential opportunity in the unregulated countries, it's really a huge industry to be part of. So our growth on the back of the governments that are regulating and giving us an opportunity to establish our business in those countries is really a great growth driver for us. Okay. And you couple that a little bit on what some of the audience might have seen. And if now that you're covering the company, we'd love your audience to kind of have a look at a little bit of the story that's developed over the last few years. We've tried to keep the public aware of all the developments and that sort of thing. But one of the things that we've done in the last 3 years, kind of flying under the radar, which to a certain degree is why our price is our price. We believe we're underpriced and undervalued. It's a great, say the cost effective, a very low cost entry point for any investors that want to come on board. But what they'll see is that we built the company by bringing in the components, and the underlying component that we have that's going to be explosive for New Jogo going forward is our Odyssey betting platform. It is one of the newest, most advanced, and most efficient betting platforms in the world. It rivals all of the top names in around the world. So we see both the governments that are regulating in new countries. We see the fact that our platform is being not only extremely well received in our core market, which is the Italian market, we're signing new operators on a regular basis. We see that platform being really the strongest growth driver behind our market values.
Mike, in closing here, we're running out of time. In closing, sure. Is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to get out there to the listeners?
Well, I think what's unique about our opportunity here is that we'd like people to have a look at us and look back over the past little bit and see our company as a company that's family founded. The founders are the majority shareholders. They've got an extremely strong vested interest in this company. We see a brilliant growth opportunity, and we've been delivering on our performance. In other words, everything that we said a few years ago that we would do is now starting to unfold. And we'd like to have people give us an opportunity to demonstrate that going forward.
Well, I want my listeners to take a look at this stock, ticker symbol NWGI. They trade on the OTCQB, New Jogo Group. Mike, I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's a pleasure meeting you. Hopefully you'll come back on the show in 40 days and give us an update.
That sounds good. I'd be happy to. Thanks a lot, Everett.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.